We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Today,
Miss Karen lost her voice,
but then she found it again. She had laryngitis.
Well, here's what my voice sounds like. I can talk a little bit now, so it's, I guess you really can say that I didn't lose my voice. Well, my voice was kind of strange this morning. I could hardly talk at all, but then I thought there was a lesson in this voice of mine. People listening can still hear my words, and they're not going to care whether my voice sounds the same, are they?
No.
They're going to be concentrating on the lesson. So, if my voice is a little scratchy, you just all have to realize that it is me. It is Miss Karen here. Don't ask me to sing, though. I don't think that would sound very good, do you?
No.
Maybe they wouldn't be so forgiving with my singing voice. You think?
No.
Okay. Well, here's the lesson.
It is hard in the world we live in not to compare yourself with others.
You might think someone is smarter than you,
or better in sports,
or prettier,
or has a better voice than you.
But God sees us as His beautiful children.
He has made us all in His image.
He has gifted us with different abilities.
He loves us just the way we are.
Before you close your eyes and go to sleep, tuck these words in your dreams. I love you just the way you are. I love you. I love everything about you. I love you just the way you are. And I will always love you.
Is different, and each day that the Lord gives us is different. Some days everything seems to go great, and some days everything seems to go wrong.
Tell me about some of your great days, Emily.
Well, one day Jessica and I got to go to a theme park together on her birthday, and we had a lot of fun.
How about you, Jess?
I like getting done with school really early in the morning, and I did that one time. I was finished like at 10 o'clock, okay. So I had the whole day to do stuff.
Okay. Hallie?
Well, today was actually a great day. I got to go to my friend's sister's birthday party.
Great. Anyone have a bad day? Jess?
Sometimes I'll fight with my brothers, and then I'll get in trouble. And then after that, everything seems to go wrong, and I get in trouble more and more.
Mm.
Sometimes I like to take my pet to my brother's baseball game.
Okay. What is your pet?
It's a guinea pig.
Oh, and okay.
Even though it doesn't have a neck, there's a special leash that you can put on it.
Okay.
And I couldn't do it because I couldn't find a leash.
Well, one day, everything seemed to be going great, except that there was a pile of dishes, and that's my brother's job, but he was at school. And I had to load the dishwasher, and I had to start it, but it wasn't working, and so we had to take all the dishes out and do them by hand, and it was not fun.
That's Sarah. Well, this day that Miss Karen has is not a good day because of my voice, and tomorrow I'm supposed to be singing, and that's going to be really hard for me if I'm not going to be able to sing at a graduation. I've been planning to do this for months, but whatever it is, I just need to accept how my voice is that day. Well, we all have bad days, and we all have good days. So how do you handle all those terrible and terrific days? Do you look to the Lord and thank Him for your blessings? Do you trust Him to get through the hard times?
In the book of Philippians, Paul writes,
I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty.
I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation.
Whether well-fed or hungry,
whether living in plenty or in want, I can do everything through Him who gives me strength.
And the peace of God will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. In the book of Lamentations, we read, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For His compassions never fail.
They are new every morning.
The Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to the ones who seek Him.
What do these scriptures mean to you?
The Philippians verses talk about how in every situation all you need is Jesus.
That's right. Whether you have a lot or a little, we need to be what?
Content.
That's right.
And what Jessica said about what the Philippians verse meant to her, the Lamentations verse sort of explains how Paul can be content in every situation.
Because
the Lord loves him anyway.
That's right. That's right. And the book of Romans says nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. put your trust in Him.
Trust in the Lord. In all you do, the Lord is there beside you. Trust in the Lord, and He will show you the way. Trust in the Lord, in all you do, the Lord is there beside. Precious in His sight. Trust in the Lord. In all you do, the Lord is there to guide you. Trust in the Lord, and He will show you the way.
Dear Father, thank you for loving us just the way we are. You see us as works of art, special and beautiful. We are all different in so many ways, but you love us all the same. You have given us so much, and we thank you, Lord. When we have a lot, teach us to be grateful and share what we have with others. And when we are in need, teach us to be content in those times too. Thank you for sending us Jesus, our friend and our Savior and our teacher. We put our faith in Him. In His holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
And remember,
whatever your circumstances, thank the Lord.
Look to the Lord for help. Be content.
See you next time.
Thank the Lord. Bless you.
Kids is a nonprofit ministry.
Listeners like you make Karen and Kids possible. Your prayers and financial support help keep our program on the air.
Thanks to all of you who have called or written us.
Contact us if you would like to order our music or any of our programs on CD or cassette.
Our address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Our phone number is 1-800-527-5522.
And our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.